She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And the weather is great. Fantastic. Okay, today I'd like to remind you to treat your windshield and the glass on your cars with Rain-X. Rain-X is excellent. The water bounces off and it doesn't stick to the glass. So it's really easy on the windshield wipers. Okay? And for those windshields that are really slanted back, going down the freeway with Rain-X on the window, you don't need a wiper. The water just bounces right off. So it's excellent. Okay? Now, on the rail, a lot of people are for the rail, some against the rail. The thing that I'm against is do it right. It's not being done right. The concrete is not the right concrete for structure. It's common sense, folks. Look at the viaduct. There's no cracks. And this rail is cracking before they put anything on it. So you know it's not the right concrete. Somebody's going to get killed, I'm telling you. I don't want to see that. They need to do something about it. The other thing is, if you look in at the rail, it's not level. It's wavy up and down, up and down. It's because the ground cannot hold that weight. So what's going to happen when you put the train on it? Even worse. Okay? Go look it up. A long time ago in the early 70s, when Fossey was mayor, there was a consultant that came in from France. He did a study. And he came out with a very good report saying that, number one, the people of Hawaii do not go point A, point B, and back from point B to point A. They go here, there, all over. Okay? So, it's not going to work. The people that catch the bus will catch the rail. So, one of the two will take a beating. But anyway, the other thing he mentioned, it cannot go up in the air. It has to be on the ground because the ground cannot withstand that kind of weight with poles or stands or whatever you call that. Okay? And they were going to go down Dillingham. And they didn't know there was a big water main there. They're not doing the study right. Too much money is being spent. Too much. It's not right. Somebody is getting a lot of money in their pocket. So, either do it right or don't do it. Kill it right there. Take the losses. Just so that nobody gets killed or hurt. Stop it. Talking about stop it, you the people of Hawaii need to stop safety check. Several reasons. We see it all the time. the safety check stations, a giant drum-up business. The battery is not part of safety check. One dealership told the customer that she cannot pass safety check because her battery was dying. Battery is not on the list. Okay? So, and the important things that should be checked is not being checked. Like the brakes, the tires, the CV shaft. CV shaft is the constant velocity axle shaft on the front. If that thing breaks, it can flip the car over. Several cars got into accident because of that. So, get rid of safety check, because if there is a big accident, who do you think is going to be liable? The city and the state. Because they commissioned these shops to do the safety check. 40 states don't have safety check, so why should we? You make it the car owner's responsibility to have the car safe. And it is. It's common sense. It's your life. It's not the politician's life. It's yours. Take responsibility. Have it checked. Safety check is all, you know, she buy. Waste time. The money you pay for safety check does not go to the city or state for the running or the paying of the administrative staff that's doing the work. Your tax dollar is paying for that administrative staff. Who's going to do business like that and pay employees and not make a penny? Nobody does that. Okay? There's too much expenses going out. It's bad enough with the bus. The bus is always in the red. You think the rail is going to be in the black? I don't think so. But anyway, that's the thing. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay, we're flexible. We talk about anything. Okay? So give us a call. Next week is Father's Day. So, all you people, think about what you're going to do for Dad. There was a story that was sent to me on the email. And it was really touching, about a little girl going to school. On Father's Day, they were having all the dads come in, and all the students would go up one by one to talk about their dad. But this one girl didn't have a dad, but she insisted on going to talk about her dad. She remembers her dad. And like normal, people were talking bad stuff about her. Like, you know, not having a dad. Well, one father said, well, that's another deadbeat father that didn't show up. Well, that day was so special. When it was her turn to go up and talk about her dad, the room atmosphere changed, and people in the room could feel it. And she talked about her dad, and she said, I know my dad is here. He's always here, right by me. And she reminisced all the good stuff, her and her dad. And she said, I know he's watching over me from heaven. He was one of those that died in Iraq. Anyway, it was a nice story. Getting back to Automotive 101. Yes? What's that?
We have Kimo from Nuuanu on the line.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George. Tuesday morning on the local news, they said that there are investors in current negotiations to build the racetrack at Barbers Point. And that's all they said. Have you heard anything? I thought it was dead.
It is dead.
So what is this current negotiation?
Okay. Let me back it up some. Ever since Hawaii Raceway Park was built, we've had nothing but problems there from noise. And people, the racers and people didn't realize it or know about it. I knew because I was involved with that track. The people of Makakilo would complain at night about the noise. And we went and tried to check it out. And yeah, it was loud. So that area, Hawaii Raceway Park, that Campbell Industrial Park, Kapolei,
Barbers Point.
Barbers Point, yeah, it's not a good place to have a racetrack because of noise. And you have more residential areas around that area now, and they're going to complain about noise. So back in 94, when I tried to run for governor, I made a deal with NHRA to lease all of Sand Island and build Sand Island into a world-class motor speedway. And they loved the idea because noise wouldn't be a problem there because it's in the jet path. And I talked with FAA. They said it's fine as long as you don't put buildings there. That's okay because you don't have buildings for a racetrack. But Sand Island is the only viable place other than maybe North Shore, but the old Kahuku drag strip, that's long gone.
Well, yeah, I'm just surprised that they mentioned it on the news. Who are these people that are trying to do something? I figured you'd be the first person that would know.
I told them about the noise, and I told them, it's not going to fly. When you take the EIS study, it's going to say no, the noise.
Yeah, there is an NHRA track on the mainland. I don't know if it's Denver or Utah. They actually pay the residents like $300 per day for the noise, and they love it.
They do that all over. Yes, in Pomona.
Oh, they do it there too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, to get I'd put up with it.
Oh, yeah. I talked to a lady there in Pomona, and she said, I love it. I love it. I wish they did it more. She get paid for it.
Yeah.
I said, what? She said, yes, they give me a check.
I know. It's great. I wish they could do it here. I mean,
Yeah. So that's why I had to deal with NHRA.
Yeah, I just figured I'd let you know why they even mentioned it on the local news, and I don't know if it's going to go through. They didn't mention it was a real quickie.
Yeah,
they're
not looking at the noise.
Oh, okay.
It's sad.
Okay, George, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
All right. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. So, and the other deal, the other side to the deal, you can't always take. So if NHRA is going to rent or lease Sand Island, all of Sand Island, at least Hawaii would get some money from that wasted land there. And in return, I was going to bring in all the winners from each category, free trip to Hawaii, end of the year, to race at Sand Island. NHRA flipped over. They were so happy because every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to run that race to try to get the free trip to Hawaii. So they would be making back their money. You see, you can't just collect the money. It's got to be a share thing. Okay? But a lot of landowners, they charge up the yin-yang to the people, to the businesses, and the businesses don't survive. We all got to work together. We're in this bucket all together. You know? But so many people think money is their God. I keep telling people, money is nothing. When money can buy you a life, money is something. Money cannot buy you a life. All the money in the world can never buy you a life. Okay? So money is nothing. Being nice, being fair to people, one another, is the most important. But anyway, it's just me. Okay? So, we do this radio show, Hawaiian Automotive 101, to help the people. Now, for those of you living on the mainland that's listening on the computer, on the web, I recommend putting in 2 gallons of E85 to the premium gas you have there, and it's going to increase your gas mileage tremendously. Try it. It's fantastic. There's a lot of bad things going out about ethanol that is not true. Okay? Oil companies put it out. Ethanol is the best fuel in the world. Go look up history. Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he said ethanol is the best fuel for the world. Because back then, when he made the first car, there was no gasoline. The first cars all ran on ethanol. Okay? Break time.
It's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob is stationary right now, and I was just telling Wanda, you covered so many things, I had to write notes down, and I only got a minute, so how do I decide what to talk about?
You abbreviate it.
Okay, abbreviate it. Okay, here we go.
first off, if I'm the mayor, right?
Yes.
And
it would be a better city.
Okay, but let's just follow me here for a second. Okay. So we have the rail.
What's that? What happened to Bob? Bob,
call back.
Why did you hang up, Bob? He got too excited. Okay.
Well, let's go to Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, that's good. You know,
Hello?
Bruce went away.
Bruce went away, too. What happened? Anyway, call back, Bruce. Bob, call back.
Hello?
Something's going wrong here.
I don't know. Hold on. Okay.
Do we have...
Okay, Bob's on the line.
Okay. Hey, Bob.
You know what? I think the mayor's office is listening and cut me off.
I think so.
So what I was going to say is, I'm the mayor. I get up in the morning. I hear the news. Oh, you know, we're going down Dillingham, the main water pipe that feeds the whole rest of the island. We can't do the rail. This is the part that really aggravates me. Nobody ever gets fired.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I would have a meeting and go, first of all, how did this get in the press without me knowing about it? Okay, you're my press person. You're fired. Next person. Can you keep me informed so I don't feel stupid in the morning? Now, next person. Who didn't know about this? You're fired. It's so funny. Private businesses do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Only the government. And then the people keep, and I'm not even going to say about voting, the same people running the same thing over and over, doing the same mistakes, and nobody cares. And nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the part that really I find frustrating. And when I'm talking, I go, okay, let's take everything else off the table. My new thing now is, who got fired? Who lost their job?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we even know? The only person you hear about is the mayor, and I'm going to stand up for him and say, he didn't draw the plans up, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do all the studies. The people you trust come to you and tell you what's going on. And like I said, I would run for mayor, which I may do after, if this stuff keeps going, I'm going crazy. I'm going to run for mayor, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to have a column every Monday that shows you who I fired. Of course, I won't be mayor for long, and I'll have to leave the island when I'm done, but I'll have a good time.
You'll have a big target on your back.
That's why I said I only make it through one election. And then the second, well, actually the tenth thing on my list, George is right on the Rain-X. The only thing I would add is I started using the Rain-X windshield washer with the bug removal, and you put in your washing system.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. People in my car freak out. You're going down the road 45 miles an hour. I hit the washer a couple of times, turn the wipers off, water beads off the windshield. Now, why? I never seen that before. I go, first of all, you never listen to me on the radio, me and George, the smartest people in the state. So on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, do we have Bruce back?
Yes, we have Bruce.
Hey, George, I don't know what happened. Got caught off just like Rolling Bob.
Yeah, the mayor cut you off.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, I don't think he likes me. But anyway, yeah, as usual, you and Rolling Bob starting off the show always makes me laugh. And, hey, Rolling Bob, run for mayor, I'll vote for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, that's the big deal. Who is getting fired? There's so much corruption going on.
Nobody gets fired.
I've been in government for 20 years, you know, and I've seen it all, three different branches,
mm-hmm.
in Federal Air Force and Navy and State of Hawaii. Same thing. It's the same thing. They're all the same.
Yep.
They don't work. They steal, and all kinds of craziness going on. But anyway, as I started off on the phone conversation, I wanted to talk about all the crime was going on. I mean, lately, I mean, the guy punching that older lady in the parking lot, stealing her cell phone, and shootings and stabbings and robberies and rapes, and I don't know, man, what's happening to our lower state? It turned into the evil state.
Mm-hmm.
Got to change. We need to change the laws and get rid of these politicians and judges, these weak, impotent judges and the parole board and stuff. And I don't know. But anyway, do you know more about that caller that called about the racer? That kind of really popped my brain. I mean, like, wow.
The what?
Was the raceway, the proposal, I didn't see it on the news. Was there something on the news recently about a new proposal of a raceway? Or
yeah, they're proposing something in Kapolei, but that's not going to happen.
I know, but who is that?
I don't know.
You know, and nobody knows. I got to go check the news and find out more, but I think I know who it is.
Hmm.
But
they can't do anything down Kapolei.
No, they said Barber's Point. But
Barber's Point,
I'm
yeah.
thinking Barber's Point is basically right next door. If you go through Kapolei, and Makakilu is right up on the hill, right? You go
yep.
straight down Kapolei, in Kapolei, you got to go through Kapolei, and Barber's Point is right below. That's the Kailai-Loa, but I don't know. There's some kind of weirdness going on. It's like, seems like the Navy is taking back Barber's Point. They're going to expand the base over there. And then they got a so-called FEMA camp. I don't think they have any room or they're going to have any race over there. Impossible. Plus all the communities over there.
Yep. Too much noise.
Yeah. Okay, one last thing. If anybody's interested, all you drag racing fans, English Town Nationals Championship NHRA Drag Racing qualifying today at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. I think that's Oceanic Channel 214. And tomorrow live at 10:30 a.m. on the same channel. Anyway, take care, George. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Road rage is coming more and more. You get nothing out of road rage, folks. Stay cool. Relax. Okay? And the other thing, your tires. You buy the cheapest tire. People always looking for the cheapest tire. You gotta look at the tire load range. How much load can that tire take? Tire is not a tire. You gotta be careful, folks. Because if you overload the tire, it will explode on you. Okay? So, that and the year that it was manufactured. There's an oval on the side of the tire with four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two is the year that it was manufactured. Okay? Do the math.
What about that load thing? Where is that? On the outside of the tire? Too?
Yes, it's on the side. It has load. Okay? In fact, that movie actor Paul Walker that died in a brand new Porsche, that Porsche's tires was 11 years old, folks, on a brand new Porsche. And his daughter tried to sue Porsche. And Porsche said nothing was wrong with the car. Yes, nothing was wrong with the car, but the tire was too old. It's 11 years old. You can have tires on the rack and 11, 20 years old. It's no good. I know it's brand new, but it's no good. The tires are no good. Okay? There's a lifespan on tires. I mean, you ladies, you wouldn't buy a bread 10 years old, would you? No. Because you squeeze them all the time. Well, you can't squeeze the tire, so... But if you could, you squeeze the tire and you'll know it's an old tire.
Well, you can kind of dig in and with on it with your fingernail.
Try it. You're going to break your fingernail.
Really? Like, because then I think I did that. It's like, feels like softer. You can almost dig in.
On a new tire?
Yeah, mm-hmm. On a new tire, so.
You get an old one, you break your fingernail.
Yeah, then you know not to buy that tire.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. It's a break time.
So yep. Fast. We'll be right yep. Back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. Okay, so anyway, the ethanol project that we've been trying to do for years and years can and will help the Hawaii economy. Think about it. When we had sugar cane and pineapple, the economy was great. When that went out, economy started going down. Well, ethanol is made from sugarcane and is not burned to harvest the sugarcane. It's cut. Okay? It's fantastic. The project would help Hawaii. Fantastic. That's a thought. Anyway, if you drive less than 25 miles, the insurance company is supposed to give you a huge discount. Check it out.
What do you mean 25 miles? Less than 25 miles?
Yeah. If
a year?
No, a day.
A day?
If you drive less than 25 miles a day, you have a discount. And if you want to find out more about insurance, call State Farm Insurance in Manoa and talk to Derek. Derek is fair, honest, and he'll give you the best deal. Derek's number is 988-8808. Okay? 988-8808. Derek. Okay? You can get a deal. Go check it out. Okay. Now, new tires. When you have new tires put on your car, if you're only buying two, put it on the front. The front tires get the new tires, not the back. And all tire companies put them in the back. You don't put the new tires in the back, you put it up front. The reason is, the front tires do 80% of the stopping. The front tires steer the car. The back tires just going along for the ride. Okay? The most important tire is the front.
Is that only for front wheel drive?
Any car.
Back wheel drive too?
Any car. Okay? The front brakes do 80% of the stopping. That's why the fronts will wear out 3 times faster than the back. So being that the fronts do the stopping, shouldn't the front have the new tires? Is common sense. But tire people don't do that. Okay? And check the tire pressure. Tire pressures are not 35 pounds anymore, folks. 35 pounds is dinosaur days. The new technology on tires have a higher pressure rating. Okay? A lot of them is 44 pounds and up. There's no such thing as a 35-pound tire anymore. It's 44 and up. And the newer tire has a higher pressure rating. Okay? So, make sure you have the right pressure rating. Because if not, you're going to wear out the outer edge of the tires tremendously. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? Okay. Anyway, if the mayor was doing a good job, nobody would be running against him. Okay? It's common sense. Now, where the convention center was built, or is built, the ground is saturated with oil. how did they get the building permit to build the convention center over contaminated ground? Another place that is contaminated ground is on the corner of Bishop and Baratania. Okay, long ago there was a Union 76 service station there. That ground is contaminated. There's a lot of ground that is contaminated, and people just pay off the inspectors and go build on it. That's wrong. Because when they shove the piles down into the ground, they're pushing the contaminated soil into the water table. I don't know about this. But anyway, next week, Saturday, I will be broadcasting from the island of Kauai for the Father's Day car show at the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. It's the biggest car show Kauai has, and every year we broadcast from there. We're going to be giving away Shell gas cards, $25 Shell gas cards.
But it's only for the people at the show, right?
Only for the people at the show, folks. So even if you're listening, if you're not there in Kauai, you don't get to win the Shell gas card. Okay? Now, the people on Kauai, very shy. They don't want to talk on the radio. Okay? Number one. So number one, to get the prize, they have to come and find me where I'm at the car show, answer the trivia question right, and announce their name, and I'm going to ask them a little question about things.
That's George's plan to keep $250 in free cash.
Yes. Yes.
If I were a Bernie Sanders supporter, I would say it's a rigged system.
Yeah, it is a rigged system because I know people don't want to talk. A couple years ago, I was at the Ashton Beach Hotel in Kapaa and doing the car show there. And I asked a trivia question, and this guy knew the answer, and he's telling his wife the answer and to go get the prize. And she's shaking her head, no, you go get it. Well, finally, she went up and got it. She answered up everything. She did it all. And she's walking back, and I'm watching her. And the husband has his hand out to receive the gas card. And she shakes her head, nope, I went to get it. It's mine. So, anyway, next week, Saturday, we'll be on Kauai and doing the car show there. We have gas cards to give away. So you have friends on Kauai, let them know. Because Kauai, the gas is the most expensive. Why? I don't know. Okay? So, Harvey tested the gas at, it wasn't Harvey, it was Dean. Dean tested the gas here at Costco, Evole, and the premium was at 88. It's the highest we ever seen it. And he did the ethanol test with it, and he said, nope, not as good as Shell. Shell's still the best buy. Okay? The Shell gas, the premium, is between 87 and 89, depending what station you go to. Okay? Now, the gas is blended when the gas tanker truck pulls up to fill up to deliver to the gas station. The gas is not blended in those huge storage tanks. No. It's blended when it's filled into the truck. Okay? So, there you go. Anyway. If you want to pick up the good motor oil, Royal Purple, you can pick it up from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center also has that disinfectant that we recommend, okay, to disinfect your AC system. Crestec has a lot of good stuff, like Degreaser 2000. Go check it out. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, a couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So,
ready to go to the last break?
Okay.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call before we start going off the air. Everybody loves to call the last minute when we're getting off the air. Why is that? Are they the same as Kauai people don't like to talk on the radio? Anyway. The traffic is getting worse and worse because of the bad roads, number one. Kamehameha Highway is beat up and terrible. So, what's going to happen next?
Well, I think they're not going to fix it until they finish working on that rail thing, yeah, if it's in that area.
Yeah, and you know, folks, you got to say something. You cannot just go on not say anything. All these taxes they're putting on, the gas tax. Go check out history, folks. The gas tax was temporary. You think that you give money to the politicians, they're going to say, okay, that was temporary. We don't need it no more. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? No. Wake up. There's no such thing as a temporary tax. They say temporary so that you don't jump up and down. It's permanent. They're going to raise taxes until there's no end. Okay? It's bad. It's terrible. Anyway, Potholes are damaging tires and suspension like crazy. Okay? What are they doing about it? The mayor said, oh, I didn't finish my job yet. I got to finish it. Oh, yeah. All right. Not being done. And years ago, I told the city to coat the asphalt. That way it keeps the potholes from coming out. But nobody did it. Now they're thinking about it. But it's too late. You got the potholes. But anyway. Yeah, the auto repair shops all don't like you to know that because they like the business. Okay? It's not the way it's supposed to be. So, but anyway, you need to wax your cars. When you buy a new car, you need to wax it. Most of all, install the electronic rust proofing. Install the electronic rust proofing device when you buy a new car. Okay? You can buy it from Harvey Maeda. Harvey has one of the best ones. Harvey and my son Todd has one of the best ones. Harvey's number on Kauai. If you live on Kauai, you can go and see Harvey. And give Harvey a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. Or at Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. 847-5554. Okay? So, anyway.
You think driving on Oahu is considered like driving in, say, like Los Angeles or New York City?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
Or the people drive like...
Well,
because I'm just wondering because of the road rage.
Well, I've been looking and studying that a little. I see the road rage is from foreigners. I'm not prejudiced, but I watch them, and they drive on the city streets like it's in China. They stop wherever they want to stop. And they pick up people in an intersection. In the intersection, folks, I saw that last night at Nuuanu and Barataria. The guy's crossing Barataria. His friend sees him. He stops in the middle of Barataria, coming down Makai on Nuuanu. And his friend runs across and gets in the car. I'm blown out of.
I think people in general nowadays are getting to be more inconsiderate.
There's the foreigners.
I don't know.
I watched them walk down the sidewalk. They block the whole sidewalk and walk down towards you. And when you come towards them, they don't move on the side to let you by. They make you get onto the road and walk around them. Yeah, I see that all the time, folks. All the time.
Well, I think this past week I was walking on the sidewalk and there's these two people that's working for, I don't know what company, but they were doing some work on the sidewalk and they both were walking, coming towards me, and I was like, okay, am I the one that's going to go on the side on the grass, or are you going to get off the sidewalk? And they weren't foreigners, but they made me go off the sidewalk.
They learned from the foreigners. Mm-hmm. But people are getting that way now, and that's bad. They're very inconsiderate. You know, and that's what makes road rage. I mean, you don't have to be that way.
Well, I just feel that, you know, I haven't driven a lot on the mainland, but in the places that I drove, when I signaled that I want to switch lanes or whatever...
They let you in.
They do. I feel that way. But when I drive here, almost like you don't want to signal because they're not going to let you in.
Yep. Yep. That's right. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm not prejudiced, but I see this because I guess the country they come from... They're like that.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so, but anyway. Anyway.
We have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, I got a strategy that works every time when you're walking down the sidewalk and they don't want to give way. A lot of times, if young women, they walk three abreast, and I'm walking next to the curb. So what I do is I stiffen my left shoulder if they're heading towards me. And then the closest one gets it.
Mm.
Boom, she spins around, and I just look, oh, what's that mean? I did it to a bicyclist.
I know.
Towards me, he expected me to sidestep, so I braced my shoulder, the one that was closer to him. I caught his handlebar, and he flipped off the side.
Oh,
they're not supposed to be on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I know that, but then it's dangerous to...
They're not supposed to be on the sidewalk.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not, but so then... well, I don't know, I told my son to just ride the bike on the sidewalk because I was afraid that the cars would hit him. And I just said to be courteous of the people walking because you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk.
They get tagged for riding on the sidewalk.
I know that, but I'd rather have one ticket or one instead of a dead or crippled son.
A lot of policemen, they don't know that, I told him, isn't it illegal to ride a bicycle in a commercial district? You know, I could see in a residential area where they forgot to put this one thing in the law. You got to be less than 12 years old.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, if you're over 12 years old, you don't belong on a sidewalk.
That's right.
If you can handle the road, then you shouldn't be even on a bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyway.
Okay, we have Calvin from IA.
Hi, Calvin.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Remember that EES system I saw you Thursday night?
Yeah.
I went sore shoulder for 3 months, and then next morning, the pain was gone. Amazing.
I told you.
I'm sold, man.
That EES stuff that Dr. Terry Shintani has is fantastic. Fantastic.
I think everybody that gets some kind of ailment should go attend that thing because... I heard all the stories and stuff like that, too. It's amazing.
Well, I'm still here.
I know.
It works.
But yeah, thanks
you
for sharing.
You had a sore shoulder and it's gone?
Yeah.
Yep, I know. I hear a lot of that. Good. I'm glad you went.
Yeah, and then I plan to go buy one of those deals from them. So thank you again, yeah?
You're welcome.
Okay, aloha.
Bye. Aloha. Yep. Dr. Terry Shintani has this treatment at the Kokori Plaza, and it's fantastic, folks. Go check it out. It's fantastic. They have another free seminar coming up on the 23rd at the Kokori Plaza at 7 p.m. It's a free seminar. It's in the room where that machine is, and you get to feel the treatment free. It's fantastic. Okay? So, anyway. Next week is Father's Day, and hopefully a lot of you, you know, think about something for Dad. I know when it's Mother's Day, everybody thinks about Mom. But the fathers are the most neglected. Okay, so anyway. I'll be on Kauai at the Kauai Car Show with Harvey Maera at the Kokui Grove Shopping Center doing Hawaiian Automotive 101. So, if you get over there, it's time to go. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and... take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday, on Kauai. Aloha.